think they're done. Hi. Good morning. You feel so far away. Brenna, scooch. Scooch up. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Pastor Angela. If you are a new person here this morning, welcome. Welcome. Really big question. Are you ready? What is your favorite, most prized thing you own? Your favorite possession? Do you have a favorite thing? Who's got a blankie? Or a favorite book? Or, what's your favorite thing, Brenna?
I don't know.
You don't know? Contemplate. What's your favorite thing?
My pet snake.
Ooh, a pet snake. You don't live in Hawaii.
Actually, I live in Little Rock.
You live in Little Rock. We're not allowed to have snakes in Hawaii, so that's really special. Wow. Did you think of something, Brenna? Oh, nope. You look like you were trying to sneak in. Your favorite thing. Someone this morning said their laptop was their favorite thing. Someone else, what?
My brain.
Your what?
My brain.
Your brain? Well, hey, that's a good favorite thing to have. Someone else said their iPad is their favorite thing. Who's got a favorite thing that you can think of? What's your favorite thing, bud?
Your Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. Favorite things. Yeah. Well, I read earlier today, but we heard a story read to us about Jesus gathered with his friends. He was gathered with his friends, and one of his friends came and brought with her this huge thing of perfume. I was going to bring my perfume with me this morning and spray it all around, but I thought, you might not like that very much because it might not be your favorite scent. But that's what happened is she came and she brought this big thing of perfume and the entire room smelled up like the perfume. But what she did was she washed Jesus' feet and then put the perfume on Jesus' feet. But the really key thing is that she spent an entire year's salary on this one thing of perfume. I mean, that's expensive perfume. That's more than your Xbox 360 and a computer and an iPad and maybe even your snake and all of the things you need for your snake. That's everything put together and more in how expensive it was. This was really expensive, extravagant and expensive. And she did this and her friends made fun of her and said, "What are you doing? Cut it out. This is just wasteful." And Jesus stopped them and said, "You know what? It's not wasteful because she's giving back to me, God, who has given or will give all for her." So this morning, if you take anything home with you, I have one thing for you to remember. Are you ready? You are God's most extravagant thing. You are the thing that God has made and holds precious, and you are more valuable than all of those extravagant things that we love. You are God's most extravagant and faithful thing. And I didn't think of it right away early this morning, but see what we're sitting next to? Do you know what this is? There's water in there. What do we do with this? Yeah, this is baptism. This is where the baptismal waters start, is at a font like this or in another place as well. Font of our baptism, remind us of how precious we are. Take that home with you today, but remember, don't hold that just to yourself. We're called to share that extravagance of who we are with all those around us. Thank you for coming up today and being this extravagant gift. You may go and share it with others. Let's continue in singing this hymn.